France logs 77 crypto kidnapping cases in 6 months, plans tougher security. France recorded 77 cases of crypto-related kidnapping, unlawful detention, extortion, or attempted extortion in the first half of 2026, according to Interior Minister Laurent Nunez. The figure, disclosed in a June 30 address to the Association for the Development of Digital Assets, ADAN, already dwarfs the 45 cases logged across all of 2025. Nunez paired the number with a promise: a new three-pillar security plan built with the crypto industry itself. "These are serious matters and your concern is legitimate," Nunez told the assembled industry representatives, per reporting from Crypto.News. 77 cases in 6 months, up from 45 in a year. The trajectory is the story. France closed 2025 with 45 recorded cases. 6 months into 2026, the count stands at 77, a pace that would put the full year above 150 if nothing changes. Roughly 200 people have been arrested so far, either after attacks or through preventive operations. Reporting from the Crypto Times adds a harsher global framing. France accounts for around 70% of documented wrench attacks worldwide, the industry term for using physical force to extract crypto holdings. With an estimated 7.3 million French residents holding crypto, about 11% of the population, the target pool is large and growing. An emergency protection system introduced in April 2026 has had some effect. In one case in the Somme region, suspects were arrested within 8 hours of a victim triggering the Rapid Alert hotline. Registration on the ministry's identification platform for sector actors has climbed 11% to 724 people. A three-pillar plan built with industry, Nunez said the 2025 measures, drawn up after a wave of high-profile abductions, need to become more ambitious. The new plan rests on three commitments: wider intelligence sharing on the criminal networks behind the attacks, many of which are organized from outside France; a formal expert network with ADAN, connecting state security officials directly with exchanges, custodians, and other private sector actors; stronger operational coordination between French services, plus cooperation with the countries where suspected organizers are based. The third pillar reflects a lesson from 2025. Attacks dropped sharply after Moroccan authorities arrested Badis Mohamed Amide Badiou in Tangier in June of that year. Badiou is accused of orchestrating several of the French abduction plots from abroad, including the kidnapping of Ledger co-founder David Balland. From the Balland kidnapping to the Tangier arrest, the Balland case in January 2025 turned crypto kidnapping from an underworld curiosity into a French national security topic. Attackers held the Ledger co-founder and demanded a crypto ransom before police freed him. In June 2025, prosecutors charged 25 suspects aged 16 to 23 with targeting crypto figures and their families. One French influencer was released only after his captors discovered his wallet was empty. The pattern that emerged from those cases still defines the threat: young recruits carrying out the physical attacks, directed by organizers operating from outside French jurisdiction. That is precisely the gap the new plan's foreign cooperation pillar is meant to close. The self-custody trade-off gets physical. For holders, the French numbers put a hard edge on a familiar trade-off. Self-custody options remove counterparty risk. No exchange freeze, no insolvency exposure. But they concentrate everything behind keys a person physically controls, and wrench attacks exist because coercing a human is cheaper than breaking cryptography. The practical takeaways are unglamorous. Public flexing of holdings on X or elsewhere is what puts people on target lists. Splitting funds across wallets limits what any single coerced signature can move. And custodial accounts with withdrawal delays or whitelists, whatever their other drawbacks, are genuinely harder to drain under duress than a hot wallet. None of this is unique to crypto users in France, but France is where the enforcement experiment is now running at full scale. If the ADAN partnership and cross-border pillar work, the second half of 2026 should show it in the case count.